I'm Norma Walton, and this is Norma Walton Talks. Today on Norma Walton Talks, we'll be discussing money styles. I am blessed to have four children, and all four of them have slightly different views on money. They're very young still, so I'm sure their views and temperaments will evolve. But historically, my youngest son by a minute, I have twin sons who are 12, he spends money, in my view, rashly and wildly and on impulse. So an example is, last week we were at Play It Again Sports and he saw a scooter that he liked. It was $200. He had never before discussed with me that he wanted or needed a new scooter, but all of a sudden he had to have it. And that's something he has to pay for himself because I can't afford to be buying $200 scooters every time someone goes to Play It Again Sports and finds one. So he and I had a discussion about how rash the decision seemed and how $200 is a lot of money. Maybe he might want to think about Kijiji or buying it used or using his existing one. And ultimately, I'm happy to say he did that and he ended up buying one for half the price from one of the store clerks who happened to have one for sale. So it worked out really well. But his temperament is such that if he sees something, he must have it. His brother, on the other hand, who's a minute older, historically has been much more cautious about opening his wallet, much more conservative about spending money. So typically he will research what he wants, compare it online, try to figure out if he really needs it, and then once he decides he does, he'll move forward and he'll spend some money. Recently, that's changed a little bit with the onset of basketball shoes. He can be a little rash with his purchases of basketball shoes, which I'm hoping is just the age. But the underlying money temperaments, again, are different and interesting to observe. When you're looking at your life, I think it's important to identify what money temperament you are, because if you are a certain temperament and you invest in things that are different or contrary to that temperament, there will be conflict. You will have problems with the investment. I remember my husband, 30 years ago, worked with a guy named Carlo, hot-tempered Latino guy. And he decided one day, because he'd been reading about fortunes that were being made in stock market, he decided to invest $5,000 in Dell stock. So we called up a stockbroker, became a new client, cut his check for $5,000, and that's when the problem started. He called his stockbroker 5 times a day to track what Dell stock was doing. Was it up? Was it down? Was it up? You know, did the broker think it was a good investment? Was there something else he should be investing in? Were there management changes? What was going on? He just became completely obsessed with this investment. And this continued for 30 days until finally he sold it. Probably to the extreme relief of himself and even more so his broker. Obviously, that was not a good investment for someone with Carlo's temperament. So what are the different money style temperaments, the money temperaments? I think there are four that I have experienced in my life thus far. The first temperament that I'm very familiar with is the conservative. One of my dear friends is a conservative. She would love to be not a conservative. She desperately wants to invest in all sorts of wild real estate projects and business adventures and interesting money investments, but she can't because what's most important to her is every month she needs to see a certain amount of money in the bank. And if she doesn't have that there, she gets all panicky and anxious and can't sleep. So she is what I would call a conservative, someone who is best off saving their money, putting it in the bank, maybe investing in GICs, maybe investing in bonds, anything that is government guaranteed that carries a very, very low risk, and not trying to become a riskier type investor because it will just make her sick and keep her up all night. So that's the first money temperament, the conservative. The second money temperament is the seasoned investor. This person generally has been around the block, a little older, has an advisor, has had a career or a family situation where he's able to accumulate a bit of money, has had investments go well, investments go badly. He's comfortable with risk. He's able to assess an opportunity. He's open to stocks of major companies, open to REITs. He'll look at a real estate property. He's comfortable with a degree of risk as long as he can assess that risk and as long as his advisor thinks it's a good idea. So that's the seasoned investor. The third temperament is the investor in a hurry. These are the get-rich-quick guys, the guys who, if you tell them that they're going to make 100% on their money in 90 days, they are all over it. They desperately want to invest. They desperately want to give you the money immediately because they believe that they will make that type of killing. They typically buy lottery tickets. They have a mentality that they have lost a lot of money in their lives so far, and they have to make it up. And the only way to make it up is with a tremendously lucrative scheme that will double their money or give them a huge return in a short period of time. And inevitably, these people are broke. So the investor in a hurry is the third money temperament that I have experienced. The fourth and final money temperament I've experienced is the entrepreneur. Usually this person is someone who she's had a business she started, she's made a bit of money with her business, and when she looks at investing, she wants to know two things. She wants to know who is it the investment with, who's liable for that money, who is she trusting to manage that money for her, and secondly, she wants a degree of control. She wants to know, if I feel things are going badly, you know, is there some way that I can control the outcome somehow? So that's the entrepreneur as the fourth money temperament. For yourself, I would recommend that you identify, are you 1, 2, 3, or 4? Because the best way to create stress in your life is to accumulate a bit of money, which is hard enough, and then invest it in a way that keeps you up at night, that makes you anxious, that makes you worried, that makes you unhappy. So it's really important, in my view, that you identify the type of person you are. Are you the conservative? Are you the person who should have money in the bank to just look at and know it's there? Or are you the get-rich-quick guy who desperately wants to find that next phenomenal opportunity to double his money? If you're that type of person, you may want to think about your next investment or two. Are you the entrepreneur who cares about who it is and whether she can control it? Or are you the seasoned investor who's comfortable with some risk as long as he can assess it? Once you've identified which of those four temperaments you most align with, you can then try to accumulate some money in which to invest. That's probably the hardest part. And then once you have some money, you can invest it in line with your money temperament. And then, assuming you do invest it in line with your money temperament, you will sleep easy while the investment does what the investment is supposed to do. This is Norma Walton Talks. I would love for you to talk back. If you have any comments, questions, ideas, a fifth or sixth money temperament, somebody that you've met that I haven't, I would love to hear from you. Thank you.